This is WTF.
Wednesday.
There's a few hills that I'll die on, Cliffo, and this is one that you discovered about me pretty early into our tenure. Oh. And that is that I believe deep in and under the sea, mermaids exist. I think they're real. I don't think we've done enough exploration of the ocean. And I think deep down there, there'll probably be some mermaids that we haven't seen yet.
There are, like, apparently millions of undiscovered sea creatures.
Exactly.
Please don't see that, everyone, as me backing Bronte's outrageous claims. But I feel today, this WTF Wednesday, is as close as we're going to get for now to chatting to someone from the mermaid world. Maxine McLaughlin, who is essentially a human / mermaid,
yes,
joins us on the phone. Hello, Maxine. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Cliff and Bronte. How are you guys?
I'm very excited to be talking to a real-life mermaid. You're part of Aussie Sirens, so tell us a little bit about that. But first off, do you have a mermaid name that you go by?
Look, we're not going to share that with you guys until you guys become mermaids. That is for the underwater world only.
Oh, my God.
but land name.
I see. So tell us a bit about the Aussie Sirens.
Cool. So the Aussie Sirens is kind of like a little mermaiding pod. We are a group of humans / mermaids, and we do a bit of education in the community around conservation, marine issues. So it's a little community of, you know, people that love the ocean, not just mermaids. So you guys are welcome to join it too, anyone out there is. And we do mermaiding courses and safety for kids, adults, everyone of all ages.
I love that.
AussieSirens.com.au is the website if people want to check it out. How does the tail work, and is it difficult to swim in?
Well, there are a few different options of tails. If you get a good quality tail, then it really just feels like an extension of your own feet, an extension of your body. But if you opt for something that is not water safe, something from Amazon maybe, then you kind of feel like you're sinking.
Oh, true, which I guess mermaids, real mermaids, don't need to worry about that. But if people are putting on mermaid tails and going into the water, that is something you're still going to need to be able to do. So making sure you've got a good quality tail if you want to do this, I imagine, is very important.
Yeah, definitely. And you definitely want it to feel like an extension of yourself, because that's what helps with your, you know, connection to the water around you as well, not feeling like you're in something real clunky.
Yeah.
Right.
How did you do this? How did this all start for you, being a real life Aussie mermaid?
Well, it started for me through freediving. And freediving for me started through a spinal injury. So I kind of lost all ability to do land sports. And to tell you guys the truth, the land is pretty dangerous. Like, I've broken bones, I've fractured myself, I've had sprains, I've wounds, fall over, you cut yourself. But in the water, if you fall over, it's just water. Like, I've not been injured in the ocean ever. It's safe out there. The land is a dangerous place. So, yeah, I use the water for rehab for pretty much all of my injuries.
Wow.
And then I think just spending so much time in the water, my gills started to grow, my breath hold extended, and here we are.
Playing mermaids in real life.
Yeah. Do you get some strange looks? Like when people are like, Maxine, what do you do for fun? What do you do for a hobby? And you're like, I'm a mermaid. Do you get some looks?
Yeah, me personally, I get so many strange looks because I'm quite a tomboy. Me on land, they just think it's really cool.
Yeah, we might have to wrap it up because we're starting to lose you there.
Well, but she might be going underwater.
Well, reception under the sea,
it's difficult,
it's a little dodge. but look,
you know it.
AussieSirens.com.au is the website. Maxine Mermaid Maxine,
yes,
I love it. The land name, if we join the troop, you know, maybe one day we'll learn the sea name. But Maxine the Mermaid, great to meet you. Thanks for joining us on WTF Wednesday.
Thanks to you guys. Have a good day.